got something to eat?
I don't know. I've never went through the drive-thru and realized that it cut the reception and transmit off. I pulled in there, and as I was pulling up to the thing, you just, like, went out, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Roof over yet, it's a shield, a Faraday shield, and that'll do it.
Yeah, Chapman. Just didn't realize it was that bad. I know when you get off at exit 19, and, coming off 85, and you go by the Michelin plant, then you get up there about where the little Boscobel Golf is and all that good stuff, that golfing place. You're going by the that new Dunkin' Donuts for about a 3/4 of a mile. When you get right there close to that Dunkin' Donuts, there's something they're giving off there that interferes with the radio so bad. You can't even carry on any kind of communications whatsoever. It's like 30-ish units of nothing but crap.
Next time you'll see a, most likely you'll see a one of those big TV monitor type billboards. And those suckers put out some noise.
It is, because I think one's close by.
That one on the way up to the interstate from my house, and as soon as they turn that thing on, it's about a 3/4 mile area that I just cannot hear anything. FCC, that's complete interference, and it's ridiculous.
Because there's a whole lot of houses around there, and if it was a bunch of hams that lived there, you know, that just adds to the pile. What are you this morning?
Hear you.
I say, where are you headed off to this morning?
Oh, got you now. Work. I live in Greenville County and work on the other side of Spartanburg.
Yeah, I run around that area from time to time. You may have seen one of us on the road, but Southeastern Freight, that's who I drive for, and I run Taylor's, Greer, Greenville, pretty much everything. It's wherever they put me. There's about 100 of us, so one of us is liable to be me.
We have Southeastern coming in quite often picking up stuff. EG.
Yet.
But that's just a small company. So, got 100 drivers. Probably could go 100 years before you even come in there.
It happens. Yeah, it spread me out. Not yesterday, I ran. It just amazes me is how it's growing.
Yep, been here 18 years. Friends just bought a house out in the middle of nowhere in Duncan. So I just took the country roads, what used to be country roads. It's just nothing but houses and houses and houses.
Over in Clemson, where I'm at, it's insane. I think Clemson's trying to take over everything.
Empty towns somewhere north of here for all these people to come in.
Yeah, from what I understand, where people come from, it's like everybody up in the northern states are moving down here to the southern states.
Well, now I'm in a pretty bad area, and the repeater is in and out, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me.
You're good.
Kind of crappy. It's over here in the transmitter area by 85 business. It'll get better, but then I'm about 5 minutes from work.
I'm keeping my HT on me when I'm out. I did it one time before. I mean, my goodness, even though I'm driving and running around Greenville and Taylor's all the time, it's like between stops, there's no way I can keep a communication or keep a conversation going, because as fast as I get on the radio, I have to get right back off because I'm stopping again.
And most of your day listening, I'm sure.
I try.
Drive a whole lot nicer now that they got this Business 85 back open.
Taylor's. No, not Taylor's. I was coming out of Greer yesterday and had a full trailer loaded. And I come off of 80, got on 85. The truck kept pulling to the left. I guess I had about 34,000 on that trailer, chemicals too. And the truck kept pulling to the left. And I got on up to 85, and then we hit some traffic, and it was like it started slowing me down. And, you know, I'm trying to get back so they can get that freight worked and before the cutoff time. And I was pushing it. The truck just wouldn't do it. All of a sudden, I got within, I guess that's 6 miles of the terminal. I smelled smoke. Then I smelled something cooking. I got off the ramp. The whole front end of the truck on the left side was smoking, and I could hear fireworks. Well, I wasn't from the yard. I'm going to let this thing burp. I pulled into the yard, and the left front wheel bearing had, I guess, burned all the grease out. It took and had the rim so hot that the paint was baking so violently that it was popping off of the rim. And it had burnt the pads off the brakes and eat the rotor up, and the wheel was just about to lock up. I still got the trailer dropped and got it to the shop, but boy, she was smoking.
CLX for the ID. That's crazy. Yesterday I saw a full size 18 wheeler on the side of the road. His driver's side front tire had come completely off the rim. Now that was going to be some tow, I think.
Okay, yeah. You know, they work hard. They're heavy. They don't stop easy when they're loaded. And, you know, regardless, you know, I know the company maintains those trucks daily, every day. They always checking them, and there's always going to be something sooner or later. And in 34 years of doing what I'm doing, I don't think I've ever seen one do that, or I haven't had one do it to me. So I kind of count that fortunate, but, you know, I kept trying to get up to speed, and the truck wouldn't, and then we got caught in traffic, and that wouldn't allow me to get up to speed. But one of the guys told me that if I could have ran up 85, just all balls out, just wide open, just trying to get back and run with the flow of traffic, it's a good possibility that thing would have froze up and sent me into the ditch, but it didn't. So thank the good Lord for that one yesterday.
That's one of those truck tires going down the highway and nailing a car type stories. Well, I'm here, and I better go in, so I'll talk with you later. This is N6CLX. I'll be clear on your final.
All righty, Mike. Well, you have a good day, and maybe we'll catch up with you a little bit later on. I get in here in the morning and listen, kind of listen through the day a little bit, and then I get back in here late in the afternoon, about an hour for net time, roughly. And I'm over here about the 35 northbound, and looks like everything's flowing good so far. But you have a good day. Talk to you later, KG4MUK.